We are the first widest line, Tari, Chesem and Beis. I'm a Rav Levi, I'm a little David. The world wasn't created only for David. Rashi says, B'schus David. The Shiris and Tishbachas that David would say. Shmuel Amar L'Moshe, Shmuel says for Moshe. Be'echon Amar L'Moshiach, Be'echon says for Moshiach. Mashmai, what is his name? The Be'erim Shila Amar Shila Shmai. Each one darshan it for their Rebbe, or for, that's what Rashi says. Each one darshan it for their name. Reb Shila's yeshiva says Shilai. Shnam Akiyav is Shilai. The Be'erim Yanai Amar Yinan Shmai. Yinan is a lashon of, I don't know what Yinan really means. His name is Yinan. Shenamah Yishmai Li'aylam. His name should be forever. Lefnei Shemesh Yinan Shemai. He was created before the sky, and his name is Yinan. Mechrinam Mechanina Shemai. His name is Chanina. Shenamah Shleif Melechul Chanina. Will not give you grace. Yeshem Menachem Mechizki Yishmai. Shenamah Kirochik Mimena Menachem. Menachem is far away from Yimei Shem Nashi. Avonanam Chiyuri Debei Rebbe Shemai. He's the Metzairan Rebbe's house. Shenamah Ochem. Behold, Chulyeinu Hunasa. He carried our illnesses. Umachaveinu Svalam in our pains. He tolerated, v'anachnu chashvunu nagua, and we considered him plagued, mukal l'kim, punished by Hashem, u'ma'una and in pain. I'm Rav Nachman Ibn Chiyahu, if he's in the living one, he's going to annoy somebody like me. Shenem Ebohi Adira Mimenu, the strong one will be from him, referring from David HaMelech, u'mayishle mikir b'yeitze. I'm Rav Ibn Chiyahu, k'gon Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Somebody alive, it's like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, even Messiah, it's from somebody from the past, Nadaniyo Ish Chamuda. And Rashi says, because they were Bali Yisurim. That's the Gemara Vayitam Rabbi Yudam Rav Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Laham Lam Dar Achar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to Tavid Achar. He's going to make another David. Shadam of Iblis Hashem Alakayim Let David Malkim Asher Okim Lahem Hekim Lahem. It doesn't say he was there. I will Okim, I will in the future. Amal Rav Abba Labai Vachsiva David Avdi Nasi Lam Lailam. The real David will be a Nasi Lailam. The Gemara Gan Keser Apalgi Keser. And Rashi learns Mashiach will be the Keser. And David HaMelech will be the assistant. They desire the Yem Hashem. Why do you want the Yem Hashem? It is darkness, not light. There's a mussel to a rooster and a bat who are looking forward to the day. The rooster says to the bat, I look forward to light because light is mine. Why do you want light? That's what the men said. When is Mashiach coming? When darkness will cover these people. Cursing me? The darkness will cover the land. By rough and the thick cloud, the umim will cover the nations. Hashem will shine upon you, and this honor will reveal himself upon you. Which means that it will get dark for Rishayim and then get light for Tzadik. That's my vayta tanya blazer. You might have Mashiach abam shana. You might have Mashiach will be 40 years. Shnayim abam shana, 40 years. Uncle, I have chosen Bedar in the generation. The generation is Yemayis HaMashiach. Blessed be Nazariah Meshivim Shana, 70 years. Shnebu Hayim Ayum Yem Ahum, the Nishkakas Tzur will be forgotten. Shivim Shana, Kimei Melech Echad, like the day of the one king. Ezeh Melech Yuchad, who was that special king? Haviyayim Ezeh Meshiach. Rabbi Yayim Eshlash Yadiris, 3 generations. Shnebu Yeruchim Shemesh, we will fear you with the sun. Lefnei Yereach, in front of the moon, which is Malchus Beis David, is Nimshok Yereach, Dar Dairim for 3 generations. Rashi learns it means we will go straight to Olam Haba. There won't be Yemaisa Mashiach. Others learn that it means there won't be Mashiach Ben Yosef. We will go straight to Mashiach Ben David. Even though Pashim Shat the Gemara does not seem to indicate that way, it seems to go like Rashi's Shat. They already used it up in Chizki. Amar of Yosef, Charlie Marla of Hill. The Radishim should be Michael. Chizki and Mishayam, when did Chizki live in Bayesh Rishon? Yilu Schaya, Kamisnavi in Bayesh Haini. And Schaya was saying, Nebu in the second Bayesh Amikdash. Yamani said, Gilim Yayd Bastiyad, rejoice Bastiyad. Hariya Bas Yushalayim, also a lesson of celebrating Bas Yushalayim. And in Malka Kiyavalach, your king will come, Tzadik. The Naishahu, he will save you. Ami Varaikab al Khamar, he's poor and he will ride on a donkey, Vayar ben Asinus. I guess that means a young donkey. Ayar means it must be a young donkey. Hanyi Rakabalazwami Maitam Shiach Abam Shana, like the first Mandyama we had. like Rabbi Eliezer said, same Rabbi Eliezer. It's another brisa, same man the Yamar, says 40 years. Tivoka by Yankov, Yuvelka, he pained you and he starved you by Akiokha and he gave you the man. So Vasil Samchenu, Kimaisi Nisanu, make us happy like the days you pained us, which was 40 years that we had the pain of not knowing when the next meal, where the next meal will come from. Zaisamar, Adalad Meishana, Mashiach's time will be 400 years. He will serve them and will be afflicted by them to this parasha. And the Brisbane, I'm sorry, 400 years. Again, each one concentrating on the word Timaisi Nisano. Rabbi Yaimer Gimel Meir Shishim V'chamet Shanam, 365 years. Kibinyin Yimai Tachama. Like the solar year. Shinamik Yayim Nakam Belibi. A day of revenge in my heart. Shnas Bulai Ba. And the year of my redemption will come. My Yayim Nakam Belibi. What does it mean? So therefore we say, just like by the Meraglim, it was Yayim Hashanah. So we hear also the Yayim Hashanah, meaning for when it says 1 year, it means a day, a year per each day of the year, which is 365.
Sorry, you said the earlier Rebbe?
Was there a Rebbe before? Rebbe said three dairus. Yes. Chayre, it's a different version of Rebbe. You're 100% right. Mayayim Malkam Belibi. What does it mean, Belibi? I'm Rebbe Yechon Belibi Galisi Le'evarim Le'galisi. My heart knows, but I didn't say it to my Evarim. Some say that means the Malachim don't know. That's the next Gemara. I don't know what Le'evarim Le'galisi means. I think I might have said something during the week, what Le'evarim Le'galisi means. I think, yeah, Belibi Galisi means I told it to the Avos and Maishu Rabbeinu. Those four knew. The three Avos and Maishu Rabbeinu, Le'evarai, to all other tzaddikim lo galisi. So I think one of the
people. That's what we know also.
Said the three of us.
Oh, two of us.
Shemigra. Okay. Shemigra. Shemigra. Lelibi galisi. The malachi asharis lo galisi. I didn't even tell the malach. Tanavim v'vedrim v'vo yamaita mashiach v'lisol shivas alofim shana. It'll be 7,000 years and Ben Yada learns it means the echos. It'll be compressed into a short period of time. It will be like 7,000 years. Remember, Messiah's chasen akala, the chasen rejoices with his kala. Yasis alayich alakoya, Hashem will be happy with us. And the chasen is 7 brachas, 7 days, and revenge for them every day is 1,000 years. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Meshmo. You might say Mashiach from Yom Shnei Vayelam Adachshav. You might say Mashiach will be the exact same of length as the world till you might say Mashiach. Shemaman, the Ma'irbu you make them. Kimei Hashemayim al Haaretz. It'll be as long as the sun was on the earth till now. From the days in the Mabel till now, which means from 1656 till now. The waters of Nayak that I have sworn, and it says, right? I will not get angry at you anymore. So we say, from the days of Nayak till that Shavuah actualizes, that amount of time will be the time of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be angry, which means Yemaisa Mashiach. All prophecies were only said to Yemaisa Mashiach. Ayin le'ras, no eye has ever seen, no latim to l'tech, except Hashem, Yasin, that he will do the machakaloi to the one who hopes for him. Pligid Shmuel, this argues on Shmuel, who claims that Yemaisa Mashiach will not have all those brachas, meaning the bracha of Begar Zev and Kevis, right? That the animals will live together, those who usually kill each other, and the Yisrael and Kerev, all these brachas. The first one, the Amr learns that will happen in Yemaisa Mashiach, and the second one, the Amr says no, because that Shmuel, the Amr Shmuel, Ben Yemaisa Elamaisa Mashiach, Hoshim with Bangal Bavad. The only difference is that we won't be in Golos, but the world will go on basically the same. All the schar we see is for people who did tshuva. Who never did Averis, and the last of the Kimus of the Secha, their schar has not been beholden by anybody except from the Rabbi Nishlelem. Quickly, Rabbi Voldem, Rabbi Voldem, Malkin Shabbat, the Chuba, Endum Sham, Tadikim, Sham, and Tadikim, and Endum Sham. And they add the word Gemurim. That the Bali Chuba stand higher than Tadikim. Shanamar, Shalom, Shalom, Rachid, Lukara, Bresh, Rachid, Vadakara. First, what do you mean? You say hello to the one far and then to the one close? The answer is, my rochik rochik the mikara, he was once far. My kara of kara the mikara. First you say hello to the one who was once far and came close, and then to the one who's been close all the time. Kara of the hash. He never did it avera. The kara of the avera, he was once close to avera, and it's rochik the mikara. They didn't say their nevuah was said for someone who marries his daughter off to Talmud Chacham and does business with the Talmud Chacham. Ulamahana Talmud Chacham in the cluster, but he gives pleasure to the Talmud Chacham from his property. No one has ever beholden their schar. It is guarded and its grapes from Sheshis to Mebreshis. Shlanga Shem is Aiden, that's Aiden. Leirasa, Ayan, Ma'ilam. Nobody ever saw it. The time of Adam Hechendar wasn't Adam Rishon in Aiden. The answer is no, he was Begad. He was in Gan Aiden. The time of Gan who Aiden, you think it's the same? I'm a little bit of an Oyo Yitzin, Aiden, Lahashkus, the Sagan. The Aimer, Ain Tairim and Hashemayim. The one who says, Ain Tairim and Hashemayim. Tell Rabban. Tidvar Hashem Bozo, he has denigrated the words of Hashem. Denigrated would be wrong. Here, degraded would be the right word, right? Difference between denigrated and degraded, Dvar Hashem Baza?
To degrade is to make lower, denigrate is to make fun of. So he can never degrade the...
Dvar Hashem?
Dvar Hashem.
Right, that's it. So it's denigrated.
Denigrated.
Dvar Hashem Baza?
Despised.
Hafer. And he has nullified his commands, the Karis, the Karis. Thou I main time in Hashemayim. That's someone who denies the divinity of Torah. The Varacha Kidvai Hashem Bozo is Apikiris. That's an Apikiris, which we will translate later on what Apikiris is. Again, in our days today, we have the generic Apikiris. Usually refers to somebody who has theological difficulties or he disagrees theologically with Torah. However, in the Gemara's terminology, it's someone who treats Torah in a hefkerdik way. It's someone who is not respectful of Torah as an Apikiris. The Rabbi Givai Hashem Bozes HaMegal Uponim B'Tayra. Again, that is the Machlokes later on, but it also means a greater disrespect of Tyra than Apikiris, or it means someone who misuses Pesukim. We will have different Shantim. As Mitzvah Sehafer Zameh for Bris Vassar, Rashi learns he does not do Bris Mila. Other Rishayim bring a Yerushalmi that says that it means somebody who makes himself look like he didn't have a Bris, even though he had a Bris, called Nimshukar Lassar. Tikaris, Tikaris, Tikaris Ba'ilam Hazeh, Tikaris Ba'ilam Abba. The kind of a blows on the toy, chalas hakachim, one who treats kachim in a desecrated way, meaning he doesn't give it the proper respect. Talking about kavanas, vazas hamayid, that's machlokes rishayim, that refers to yamtiv itself or chalamayid, and hamefer brisin shel Avraham Avinu, which is that he doesn't do bris mila or mamshuk lavosai, or hamagal upanim b'tayr shel kalocha, amalim b'chaver b'ram. After some take this out because it doesn't really fit the Dvar Hashem Baza. That's what Rashi and others says. He doesn't understand Pshat. Challenges the divinity of Torah. One pasuk. Only Moshe by himself. This diuk. Meaning he challenges. You can argue in a Kal V'Chomer if you have a logical refutation of the Kal V'Chomer. But you can't argue in a Kal V'Chomer questioning the ability of a Kal V'Chomer to teach me something.
In terms of
what?
In any exegesis.
What does that mean?
Trust.
Okay. Mikav Mitzeri Shabbatah. He doesn't think it's important enough to teach his Zeud Dvar Hashem Baza. He doesn't care about Torah Shabbat Pat. He has the ability to learn, he doesn't learn. Where do you see Dvar Hashem Baza Tavadizar? And the Gersa of the Gra is Shenemar lehem li Yisrael b'Sinai, that we heard directly from Hashem in Sinai. Shenemar Hashem lekecha leyilah lehem acherim. Shulman kavach lehem kalim b'tayir ve'nechayzer la. One who learns Torah doesn't chazer. Daim adavim shizrei ve'nechayzer. It's planting without harvesting. Shulman kalim b'tayir meshakcha. Learns Torah and forgets it. Daim adishul shiladet u'kaveres. She gives birth and buries. Mekiva Aymer Mekiva says, Zemer zemer b'chol yayim. Rashi learns in the first pshat, organize your learning like a song, and it'll come back that you will be able to get to Olam Haba. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm doing my question. I'm a nefesh amal ameluloi. If a person is amal and tyra works for him, get him Olam Haba. The ankevah lepiu, because he has put his mouth into the yoke, into the saddle, meaning he's really working hard. Hu amal b'makom zeh. He works in this world. The teresa melus le b'makom achar. Torah will toil for him in a different world. That's Rashi's first shot. Every person is created to toil. Any day in Lama Pad Nibra, is it to use his mouth in Lama Blacha Nibra? Shemek Yaakov Alapil says he put his mouth into the saddle, meaning he works with his mouth, of Lama Pad Nibra. By dying any day in Lama Tairim Lama Sicha, which is Mepharshim have a very hard time with this Havamina. What do you mean? We should talk some shmooze around? But if someone learns Sicha's Tvila, which is the one we have to put our concentration in, again, everybody has, both are important, but which is the one that is the main Amal? All bodies work. Taiva, lucky is the one with the zachi. The haberuptika deraisa that is working toilers and tyra. Now if isha chasar leiv, one who's mizana with a woman is missing a heart. There has no commitment. And now if isha is one who has relationships with women without commitment. Chasar leiv means he lacks the understanding of a commitment. Somebody who doesn't learn Torah on a consistent, constant basis, sometimes here, sometimes there, sometimes everywhere, is not committed. He's like a person that's mizana. Shenamak yinom ki zishmerim bevitnecha. If you keep them in your stomach, yichayim yamtov asvusecha. They're organized on your lips. Yes, you had a question?
I'm talking. I was just going to make a comment. Mark Rice, to anyone who says this in terms of it being the burden of the conversation, actually, at least for those of you, the levels that we're at, keeping one's conversation from missable things is not exactly.
What does he say in the bottom? He must say something. What the Havmin of Sikha is.
Number 8. Pursuant
to the Tefila from.
Yeah, Yarash Lash's Tefila.
Ashash says what? Any permitted conversation.
Permitted conversation.
Or just any permitted conversation that teaches the essential need of the person.
Just as an aside, some say that there's two ways a person produces in this world. A person produces physically, he produces children, and he also produces chidushei Torah. That's considered the ruchnias, the production of a person. So the connection of it in a person who's lying with Torah leprakim is to one who's mizana. The one who's mizana is not out to produce. The one who learns Torah leprakim will have a difficult time producing. He's not committed. There's no consistency that would allow him to have that ability to produce. The Svarim make that comparison. A person who acts in a haughty way. And then he must say something else. Beyond Rama, he must have a nicer translation. He darshened in drushes of worthlessness, but it's more probably foul, false drushes. He probably has a fancier word for that as well. Yes.
High handling.
High handling. What is that? God, this should be. I've got. Harvey told me.
The person who is alive high handedly.
There is a ridiculous fashion.
What?
There is a ridiculous fashion.
Ridiculous fashion. He had nothing better to write in the Torah than Achayis Plait and Timna. But Timna is a Pelagish Malifus. What do we have to know that for? We have to know that. You speak against your brother. But then you find fault in the son of your mother. If I would, you would do this, I keep quiet. You would think I agree to you. If you talk, I will show you, and I will present it in front of your eyes. They pull the sins with false ropes, and like the ropes of the the ropes of the wagon, I believe it is the sin. Starts off as a spider's web. It becomes like the thick ropes of a wagon. What is Takim Shat? Why did the Torah tell us? Timna was a daughter of kings. How do I know that? Timna is one of the rulers, right? And he had a sister named Leitan was his brother, and Timna. So Mechal Aluf Machusa B'lei Tagi, it's kingdom without a crown, meaning they're princess. Vayli Yura, she wanted to be Megaya Boss, they said, Rom Yitzchak V'Yakov, Leikablu. They did not accept her, they doubted her emskite, her authenticity. What? Sincerity. She became a plagish talifas. It's better to be a maidservant to this nation. Let's take here luma cheres, and we shouldn't be a leader for a different nation. You know, we have two ladies that did this, and we both paid heavy prices. Hagar also said, her father said, better my daughter should be a shifcha to Sarah than to be a princess somewhere else, and for that we got Yishmael, and for this one we got Amalek. So, you know, we've been dealing with the results of these ladies that wanted to become Jews, and she did marry Avraham Avinu, and we've still been dealing with the results of that from those who'd rather been shivkas in a Jewish home than a princess in a country.
Why didn't they accept her?
Why didn't they accept her? All kinds of shatam are said. Some say they doubted her sincerity. Why, I don't know. Some say she was a mamzeret. And before Matan Torah, Mamzeres applied to Goyim as well. There was no Gershon who's glad to cut in Chanel Dami, and therefore they didn't accept her. Some say, that was the two Pshatim I saw. I think there was a third Pshabash, something in my mind. Yeah, some say they saw Shairish of Ra in her. That was the third Pshat I saw. They saw in her that there is bad in her that's going to manifest itself somewhere, and they didn't want to have anything to do with it. So it came out somewhere else, and we do have what to do with it.
Brought up Hagar, why did they accept Hagar?
They did accept Hagar. Who didn't accept Hagar? She married Avraham Avinu. Twice.
Didn't she remarry Avraham Keturah?
Yeah, I did. She just married Avraham. We did accept Hagar. Who didn't accept Hagar?
The first time she was accepted?
She was, what do you mean she was accepted?
She was accepted, but she's all kicked out.
Well, that's because she undermined, not learning Chumash now, but she undermined Sarah. That's the Gemara Vayta. By time of the boy Lula Racha, they shouldn't have distanced her. By the Chubim Bemeis Tzirchitim Amarava by Yitzchak Marav Mekan Tzadikim Shem Pashtin David Gezel. The reason the Pasuk wants to tell me is that all he took was these Hefkadik of flowers. Yim Tzadam Besadam Ayadam Rav Yavruchi. Yavruchi is Rashi doesn't know what it is. And the Levi Amar Sigli, which is violets. And Rabbi Yevzen Amar Sifziski, which I forgot what it was. Jasmine, not Jasmine, I forgot. What, Jasmine? Okay, whatever it is. That's my advice. I don't look tiny to Isaac Matar, Lishma, Maisim Shalom, Pamaya Shamayla, Pamaya Shamata. But with Isaac Matar, Lishma makes peace in the whole world. Up and down. Shemember, oh, Yahzim, Ustivi grabs onto my strength. Shalom, Yasa, Shalom, Li, Shalom, Yasa, Li, it'll be peace for me. That's my advice to Rabbi, Amakilu, Bonapalkim, Shamayla, Vishamata. It's like rebuilding the palace of above and below. Shemember, Usam, Dwar, the Ficha, Obetel Yadik, Isisicha, with the shade of my hand. I have covered you. The entire Shemayim to plant the sky with the Yasid Aretz and to make a foundation for the world. Will protect the whole world. You are my nation. One who teaches a friend of his son's son Tyra, like he created him. Like he created Tyra, meaning he has a chelik in the making, in the production of Tyra, because you will do that, make them. Rabbi Amaki lost the last mite. Makes himself. Somebody who persuades his friend, or that Masa usually means encourages in a strong way, to do a mitzvah, ma'alo v'akasim kilu asa. Asa, shenem ematcha shekisu v'yitha yor, v'chim v'yishi kol, did v'yishi hit the yor, and alo yarni kol, alo v'lok, alo ma'asim v'chavere, alo v'mitzvah, ma'alo v'akasim, the pasuk considers it, kilu asa, like he did it. Apikairis, what is an apikairis? Rabbi Rabchina, amitavayis amavazat hamakochem. It means again, he doesn't have the proper respect for Torah, which manifests itself in the fact that he can barris tamakochem. Rabbi Yechav Shua, amitavayis embarrassing his friend in front of a Talmud Chacham again shows that he doesn't have the proper respect for Torah. Zvishlam of the Madam Ravad Chaver Bnei Talmud Chacham Api Kairos Havi. So the Vaz of Talmud Chacham Asim Megalu Panam B'Tayra Shloi Kalocha Havi. Megalu Panam B'Tayra is a greater disrespect for Torah. So if you embarrass your friend in front of Talmud Chacham, it's Api Kairos. Going a step higher than that, or lower than that, whatever way you want to learn it, maybe embarrasses the Talmud Chacham himself, that's worse. So Megala Bonam Batera coming on lie. So what is Megala Bonam Batera? Gun Menashe Bechuskio. They'll dash and suk him in the wrong way. Think of the Matma Seifa. Megala Bonam Batera. The argument was, what is a Megala Bonam Batera? Rabbi Mechadina Mezem Avaz of Tamachachem. One who embarrasses the Tamachachem. Rabbi Echim Shum Malay Rabbi Mezem Avaz of Kareb and Nei Tamachachem. That goes into Megala Bonam Batera, yes. Because it shows lack of respect of the Talmud Chacham. Let me try to explain. If you're standing in the presence of a king, you speak differently. If you took the you have the audacity to talk to your friend in a way not becoming, and the king standing there, it would be a disrespect to the king. In front of a king, you watch your words, you count your words, you speak very carefully. There's a king there, right? The Talmud Chacham is a respectful person. When you're standing in front of him, the person should be more careful how he behaves. He's standing in the presence of Torah. So therefore, if he's Mavad HaChavim, then Tam HaChavim, that means it makes no difference to him that the Tam HaChavim is there. So that's not showing the proper respect to the Torah. That's the Gemara Vayter. Right. That's the Gemara. So the question was, Mishlam HaLamam Da'amam Mavad HaTam HaChavim Atzmai Megala Panam B'Torah. According to the Mavad HaChavim, it says that Megala Panam B'Torah is the Tam HaChavim himself. If you embarrass your friend in front of Tamachachim, you're not Bikiris. But even embarrassing a friend is Megalopanam Bikiris. So who's Gaman? So who's not Bikiris? Who's the lower? Who's the different level? The Gemara Amar Rav Yisrael Ben Hani Damre Mahanelon Rabbanon. He wants to say, what do we gain out of the Rabbanon? The two currently, they're doing it for themselves. They don't benefit the world. Amar Abaya. That's not Apikiris. That's worse than Apikiris. I have a Galabon of a Tyra Namiu. That's denying the meaning of a prophet. It's still in the library. You see, it's not in my Tyra. Saying the world exists because of them. How can you say they don't give any pleasure to the world? We see from the other prophet. Right? This coming week's Parsha, Shem says, Tavram Avina, I'll be Michael them. The whole city in the schos of the tzaddikim. Elling on the yasim kamei rabbi v'naflish ma'isim v'duch tachriti. Sitting in front of his rabbi, and he has a statement that the rabbi had said somewhere else. This is what we said there. This is what the rabbi said there. That's a lack of respect to the rabbi. Those from Dr. Binyamin. Dami ma'i hanelon rabbonah. What did Rabbanan do for us? Big deal. Meaning they don't tell us any chiddush. They're not being chiddush anything. When they brought a trefus of baby yamin in front of him, when he saw a reason to be matzam urba. This is the raven not making mutter. When he saw it was treif, ushering you a dove. Papa amagandamar hani rabbanan. These rabbanan. Those rabbanan. I guess it's a disrespectful way of speaking.
Those rabbis.
Papa once forgot and said it to Esa Batanis that he fasted. Again, we spoke out to Radvaz that Megalabonim Batairo or Apikiris is only one who does this on a constant basis. If he does it once, would not be considered a Apikiris. That's why I delayed by Shmuel Rav Huda Bar Chiya become sacking with Tokas Sifri Debe Rav Yehuda. They were fixing the mental of the Svarim in Rabbi Yehuda's yeshiva. The Mata Megillus Esther, I mean, they said, how Megillus Esther by Mitzvahas? Doesn't need a Mitzvahas. Amalu, Kaigav, then I'm in Mexico, Karusa. For you to say that without consulting with me and asking me, just to say it, even though you said it in a questioning form, but you popped in yourself, so that's also not proper respect. Nachman Amis Akari Rabbi Mishmoy, he calls his Rebbe by his first name. Shamar Abdechim, may my Nanesh Gechim, without a title in front of it, like my Rebbe Rabbi or my Rebbe. He could have spoken in a proper, respectful way, and he didn't. Now, what did he lose because of that? He was already a Mitzayra. This is already after he got the Taraz. Someone would say he lost the Schedule going on my ball because of that. And someone would say that he had this Mita beforehand. And this is what let him down the slippery slope that he ended up being Gekazi that he was. Which we will elaborate on further in the paragraph. That's the Gemara. The Yosef Rabbi Yirmiyahu came to Rabbi Zairi Yosef Kaver. He was sitting and saying, "Listen, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will hoitzi nachum mibeis kotchei kedoshim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will bring a stream out of the kotchei kedoshim. All of kol minim megadol. There'll be all kinds of sweets. Shenemer ba'al nachu yala al svasa mizeh mizeh kol eitz macho. On this stream will grow on both sides all fruit trees. La'yibo eleyu, the leaves won't wither. V'le'item periyai, and the fruit won't end. L'chadoshim yivukar. Every month there'll be new fruit. The name of min amigdash hemayitzim. The waters are coming out of the base amigdash." The fruit will be to eat, the leaves will be for healing. Good. He said it good, and so Rabbi Yechonin said. And again, we had the problem with Mepharshim had exactly what did the Seder say. All he did was read a pasuk. The answer is he was saying that the pasuk is real and it's not a mashal. And he said, yes, so Rabbi Yechonin said. Is that a hefkeris? No. How about the Tzurik and Messiah? Look, he's just bringing a proof to you. Not trying to dispute you out of Rabbi, saying Rabbi Yechonin said it. If you heard that saying that story with Rabbi Yechonin, something to do that is hefkerusa, it's the following story. Tadas Rabbi Yechonin with Kedarish. After that, Kedarish Baruch Hu Avonim Tayv Magolius. Kedarish Baruch Hu is going to bring good stones and pearls. There are 30 by 30. The Chayti Bemi will carve out Esabrum Esim 10 by 20. Mamidim Bishar Yushalayim will put them in the gates of Yushalayim. Shnem Besantik HaKadosh Messiah. Your windows, where the sun shines through, will be made out of Katkoid. Shariach and your gates will have the Egdach, the stones that are carved. Literally, all of us in Talmud, there was a Talmud that mocked it. Amr Ashtek, based the Tiltzulim, and Kikinon. You can't even find these precious stones the size of the smallest of eggs. Cool of a certain bird that's very small. Cool ayam ashikhina, you'll find so much. Later on, his boat ended up going in the sea. Chazinu l'malacha ashar is the kumanasha of anam taibim magolis. He saw malachim that were carving out these precious stones and pearls. Amalu hami l'man, he asked them, what is this for? Amri asana kodishboku l'amid them b'shari yushalayim. Kodishboku, we'll put them in the shari yushalayim. So adu achichu l'radechim l'yatsu v'kadarish. He was finding Rabbi Yechon Dash. I'm like, Rabbi Drash, Lachon Noor Lidrash. Shem Shamar Tzarkaku Isi. Exactly what you said, is that what I saw? I'm like, Reka, empty one. I'm like, Reisa Lo Yamanta, Malak Mekadiv HaChamim Mata, you are one who mocks HaChamim, Yoh Be'ene, looked at him, Vigasa Gal Shal Tzamas. The question is, what happened at the end of the story worse than at the beginning of the story? He mocked him at the beginning of the story. So he should have, at that point, said, you're Malak Mekadiv HaChamim. So Rasha says, Rabbi Yechon never heard the first part. He didn't hear him mocking the first time. When he found out about it, he said, you're a malagleg, and therefore, asigal shal tzamas. So the Rasha answers, why at the beginning, when it was ligleg, didn't Rabbi Yechon call him a malagleg? Why did he wait till he came back? And he said, malagleg, I think I'll come out that you wouldn't see, you wouldn't believe. That's what the Rasha says. Hashem says, I will take you upright. We dash in Lashon Rabim, Remeirim, and Messiah Mama. Person will be 200 amas tall, Kishnei Kremish of other Mauritian. Two times the height of other Mauritian. Now, the height of other Mauritian is to symbolize a certain Shleimus. Other Mauritian incorporated in him all the neshamas of the world. He was the man of the world. And that is, we will be twice the size. I guess it symbolizes a certain kind of Shleimus. Yudai Makuf, this is after his life. Yudai Makuf Amma, 100 Amas connected Hegel with Kaislav, the same size as the Hegel on the walls, and the Stupshatam and Rashi. What it means, the horizontal distance from one end to the other end by Bayesh Rishon, or it means the height by Bayesh Shedi. Shem Hashem Neinu Kinitiyim, our sons are like saplings, Mugudolim, that are nurtured, Binurayim in their youth, Binazaydu, our daughters, Kizavius, Mugutavius, by carved out corners, Tavnes Hegel in the form of the base of Mikdash. So we see that it's much taller. So how could a 30, how could an Esther by Esther doorway let in people that are 100 to 2 amas tall? The Gemara says, I'm going to be able to cover the bezik. These are the windows that let in light and air. My valedil strufa, what does it mean the leaves will be for healing? Yitzchur Adimi Rav Chizda. So my claim is Yitzchur Rav Adimi and Rav Chizda. Chara Melahata Pesha Milo, which the Gemara will explain to help those who are mute to speak. Those who are barren having children. He explained Pesha Maila, Rakapar Amalahata Pesha Karas, and that's Pesha Mata. Rechnam Latrufa Mamish means actual healing. Hi Latrufa, what does that mean? Those who are engaged in Tyra, their faces will shine. One who darkens his face and fire in this world, his countenance will shine in Olam Haba. His appearance is like the Levonin Bokhar, chosen Tarazim, like the cedar trees. You will be full. Mideshen is a lotion of the fat, full of your house, the nachon, the stream of your sweetness, sashkin, you will give them to drink. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him a double handful. Put the hands together. Praises Hashem every day. He will give us an overflow. Is it possible to say that we can accept that much of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? With his step, he measured the water. And the whole sky is the size of a zeres. So a double handful is much more than a zeres. How are we going to accept it? So for Gemara, I'm believing my time in the Shkinah Nagata. Why weren't you there by the Shir? I mean, my Rav Mishmei, the Rav Bamari. First, we will receive 310 worlds. As you say, I'm Amale, I will fill up their storage houses. So first we will receive 310 worlds. Then in our 310 worlds, we'll be able to receive of good and schar tomorrow morning, emergency, 6 o'clock.